as we almost bid farewell to this first week back for a lot of people, not necessarily most based on the traffic. A lot of you are still on holiday. So all good luck with that weekend coming up, eh, as you get ready to start next week. But the one thing I like on the show is not just to get the big fancy people on to talk about their analyses, etc. I'm interested in ordinary people on the ground working hard to make ends meet and deliver impact for other people. When we talk about business, small business, micro enterprises, that's what we're talking about. It's the people that the funders don't like looking at because maybe they haven't achieved as much traction as those funders would like. Little do you know how happy you can be that a VC hasn't gotten their tentacles into your business. rather build your business organically, keep most of your capital, you know, bootstrap as long as you like instead of handing 40% away to someone who should only be getting 5% because you're that good. But anyway, I was saying, how do you feel about your business within the context of South Africa today? And I'm going to, and I've asked Marcel, who called in, to just tell her your story, because I think it's a very important story. And we need to start questioning where we're moving as a country. Economic growth is essential. And we don't only need black people for economic growth. We need everybody for economic growth. But at the same time, we need to understand that we have had a terrible past. And we need to create access for everybody, especially in business, those who have the aptitude and the attitude. How do we make sure that their starting line isn't 800 meters, a kilometer, or 500 kilometers behind yours? So Marcel Duplessis is the owner of Lavender in Lavender Hill. And Marcel, I loved what you were saying yesterday, but we had to be rather quick. And we are talking about your business, your experience within the context of the South Africa today. So tell us a little bit about yourself first before we talk about Lavender in Lavender Hill.
Hi, Kino. Thank you so much for having me on air. You know, when I sent in that voice note yesterday, I didn't think you guys would like to chat to me, but here I am. So, yesterday's call was obviously about small businesses and the challenges they're having in the current economic state. So I do a variety of businesses. My one is Lavender in Lavender Hill, which started around 2012. And because of South Africa and our economic situation and people having very little jobs, I decided to create a small business which would essentially empower entrepreneurs and try and create some more jobs. So the business itself is a production company, but every single product in the range has some form of entrepreneurial empowerment or people from communities creating products. Some form of empowerment through each product. So basically that is what I'm doing through this little business.
Okay, so how do you empower people? Let's talk about how you go about doing that. And if you can tell more stories. Yeah, I like stories. And I think people remember things better when you tell a story about the business and the impact.
Yeah, absolutely. So this business actually started off as an NGO many years ago. It was then called the Lavender Upliftment Trust. And the trust was focused on growing lavender in the community of Lavender Hill. It had the concept of if we create beauty in the community, people will see the beauty and try and install beauty in themselves, their surrounding, and so it would overflow. But with some time, it didn't quite work out. There was struggles in the community because community members had to look after these gardens and water prices had increased and they're so busy with their own lives, of course, making a living that it didn't quite work out. And that's where I decided, well, let's turn it into something else. Let's turn it into a business, which then became Lavender and Lavender Hill. So the company produces a whole bunch of lavender products. It's candles, biscuits, body ranges, massage oils, teas, everything you can think of that's lavender, really. And there's various ladies they're all produced by ladies, and various ladies from the Lavender Hill community, other underprivileged communities, or young entrepreneurs who are producing these products. So an example is a lady called Veronica. She's from Lavender Hill and produces all our candles. We have Lillian in Mitchell's Plain who does all our eye masks. Soaps are created by a couple of ladies from Observatory who is working out of a church kitchen. So various elements that are helping those people. And the way it's been set up is that the people aren't specifically employed by me. They have been empowered to set up their own little businesses. So they create the products, they sell it essentially to me, I repackage and then send it to the public. So That's how I'm trying to empower them.
And that is what we need. That is what we need. We need simple solutions that can be replicated rather easily. So you had a challenge though. Share that challenge with me.
Well, it's a little bit of a sad challenge. Of course we absolutely need BEE in our country today. We need to empower people. We need to help them to get into different levels of economy and different areas. But something I've noticed as a young white female is that it has caused effects on me personally. Even though I've actually specifically set up this company to help BEE people, and because I have a heart for that, it has, however, brought that challenge on me because I'm the owner. So I have tried to get some of our tea and cooking herb products into various hotels. And unfortunately, the response was that because I'm not the BEE owner, they won't accept me.
A hotel? Is this a hotel?
Yes, this is a hotel.
Is it a massive hotel group, or is it a private hotel, or what are we talking about here?
Yeah, most of the ones that I approach are private hotels. Okay. The bigger ones they're quite difficult to approach at the moment, so I'm starting with the smaller ones, and hopefully we'll grow up. So that was the challenge I had, and I actually am a level 4 because I'm a female and way under the limit of income that you require. But, that's the current challenge I've
It's sad, facing. And you shouldn't be in that situation. I was thinking about this the whole of yesterday. And, yeah, our BEE codes are important, but we also need to, and I said this yesterday and I'll repeat it again, we need to revisit what those codes actually say and how you actually gain points. One of the most important things we need to do in this country is to nurture micro enterprises and get them to grow so that they have enough traction, become small, medium-sized businesses. But it has to start somewhere, and you're doing that. You're creating, micro businesses that then supply to you. So that is wonderful. My personal opinion is that you need to get BEE points for that. And that's something I'm going to raise with the small business minister. I just think, generally speaking, when it comes to impact, you're creating a certain level of impact. Replicating that with other skills can't be too difficult. And if we can incentivize people to do that, and if you're white and you're creating this type of impact, why should you be suffering because of the color of your skin? You're doing what the country needs.
And I'm hoping more people will start to do that. I think there's so much potential in our country for young entrepreneurs to start doing that, not just to create their own money, of course, but to use that business as a portal of supporting our country and growing the economy.
Okay, now I tell you what, Marcel, we are going to have the small business minister back on. It's something that I will raise with her. Your story is one that I will share, and I think it's important for us to take that forward. And if there are any calls in relation to this, if you've got an opinion on the predicament that Marcel finds herself in, I'd like to hear from you. Because it is rather, rather simplistic to say, you black, you white, you get this, you don't. What happens if you're white and you create impact within some of our poorest communities? Surely you should get triple BEE points for that. I mean, we look at ownership, we look at enterprise and supplier development, we look at skills development, we look at all these other metrics, and that's good. And yeah, I think we need BEE, as Marcel says, but why should she, as a young white woman creating jobs in Lavender Hill, not get points? Can someone explain that to me? It seems rather doff, quite frankly. It really, really does. So let's talk about this, and let's not be politically correct about it. All right? We are in, what's this in, how do they say in Afrikaans? Double car, middle R. And if we're looking forward, we have to do something, and it takes all of us to do it, for crying in a bucket. If you disagree with me, you can call in as well. If you agree, you certainly can. So Marcel, your story is with us. We have your story ingrained in our memory. We've got a recording of it. And when I chat to the small business minister, it's one of the challenges I'm going to put to her. And the people who come up with this. And if there are hotels out there, I'd personally like to introduce you to maybe some people out at Tsoho Sun and Protea. Maybe there are one or two hotels who want to take some of your products. So when John van Rooyen is back from his holiday, he's the ops director for Western Cape and Eastern Cape, I would like to make a soft introduction to him, and maybe, because I think he'll understand your story of what it is that you're trying to achieve.
Fantastic. The reality of this little business is that the more sales we can create, the more it's empowering people.
There we go. Simple as that. Listen, it's keeping Tito Mboweni up in the morning. What did he tweet? He tweeted, where's this thing? I said it earlier. I'm going to read it to you quickly. I don't know if you heard us earlier. But he obviously couldn't sleep last night. We're not sure what he was up to. It is the January 8th statement and all of that, where they're living large while the poor people are sort of staring at them in Kimberley. But this is what the minister had to say. If you cannot effect deep structural economic reforms, the game is over. It says, stay as you are and you will be downgraded to junk status. The consequences are dire. Your choice. Then he says, what are the critical economic strategic reforms? Obviously, there's that document they've put out, and some of the suggestions that this document makes includes more private competitors to Transnet, although I'd say other businesses need that as well. Metro should take control of rail. He seems like he wants to join the DA. And then small business should be exempted from industry wage agreements, which is part of that discussion we had yesterday, reducing red tape for businesses by 25%. Over, I think it was a 5-year period, and households and businesses should be able to sell their electricity to the grid. And then we need to include this as well. But Marcel Duplessis, you make me proud, not as a white South African, as a South African who is trying to create impact in our poorest community. So thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Kino. I appreciate that.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I will die for people like you. And I think it really becomes too simplistic when we only look at race and go, oh, but your ownership. No, man. What is your business doing? Are you empowering other businesses? Coming up next, the editor at Business Insider South Africa. What a lovely read. You can check it out, businessinsider.co.za. Helena Wasserman will join you next.